My beloved Babaji, in this silence, it happens that I'm resting. I'm also integrating and settling down what I have been living in the last months after the retreat in Brazil, which have been full of beauty but also quite intense and challenging. I've been facing unknown sides of myself. Sometimes it was not easy to recognize, to feel and to distinguish what was mine from what was not. Mukunda, I have to show you all the sides of yourself, no? So you recognize all sides. The known is pretty boring. That you know. I have to introduce you to the unknown sides. And normally we don't face that because we don't have much challenge in life anymore. So first is the known, then the unknown, than the unknowable. That which you can never know, but you can live it. That's where I'm pushing you. Beyond the unknown. During this silence, the integration process is happening in a totally new way. Without me thinking or interfering with it, without doing effort, without driving it in any direction. It just happened by itself, naturally. And in Vipassana. I'm recognizing new borders inside, feeling what is good and what is not good, distinguishing what is natural for me and what is not. Only when a meditator can do that, because you have to become very quiet and sensitive to listen to that gentle voice inside. Normally, people are just mixed up, which you also have been, everybody has. And very few start, recognizing this. What is good for you, what is not? What is natural, what is not? It can only come from your own balance inside, your own harmony. Every time I write a letter to you, I have a lot to share. A lot is happening in my life, so every time I have to choose. But what I choose is always the same, that which is most important for me. You and my relation with you, my beloved. A few days ago, while giving a session to a friend, tears of gratitude and love for you came from my heart, by seeing and feeling this deep transformation that is happening and happening to him. When I bent my head towards your picture to thank you, devotion flowered out of gratitude and love. I never felt so clearly that devotion contains altogether, gratitude, love, trust, surrender, humbleness, and also something else so deep that I couldn't even give it a name. That's what I just said. You have the known, the unknown, and the unknowable. That has no name. But you can touch it. And it's true, devotion contains all this humbleness. If you are arrogant, you will never taste love, devotion. Humbleness, surrender, trust, love, gratitude. That's why devotion is really a flower. From the deepest bottom of my being, I was saying to you, I'm totally yours. My life is yours. My heart and my whole being were bowing down to you, my beloved, from the inside. It was such a blessing. My beloved, why then, if these feelings are flowing inside my heart, if I love you more than anything else in my life, if the deepest longing of my heart is to be closer and closer to you, why then, when in satsang, if it happens that you speak to me, or you mention in such a lovely way, like me being a dancer, for example, why am I so ashamed that I cannot even speak to you or dance for you? That is natural, Mukunda. When you are in love, you become a little shy. Get used to it, come closer. It's new. You don't know how to handle it. It's too much. This is the paradox, because you know some, all this is flowering inside your heart and you love me more than anything else in your life. Then why? Because the mind is still there. You don't know. You have become almost paralyzed in the moment. That's why it's so important that the old is gone, which is what you are coming to next. Behind this being ashamed, I can see my past coming up about being exposed. When I was a kid, being exposed brought me humiliation and derision. Yeah, that was when you were a kid. You see, again, we are carrying this from the past. That was no love. But this is love. But then we are carrying these things, a fear of being exposed. What being exposed? That is the thing with the master, you have to be exposed. All the darkness has to be exposed. All that which is unconscious has to be exposed, has to come up. Everything has to be cleaned. Then what is there to be afraid of then? If everything is exposed, if you are clean, nothing to hide, then only will there be peace. That is what I mean, transforming the negativity into the positive, the darkness into the light. That you can only do consciously. That's what you are facing. Because something in you, in your heart, in your soul, you know this is what you want. This is what your heart is longing for. And still something is holding you. This is the past. Now you see how important it is. All the masters, you have to get rid of the past. And the past means you. But no, I'm not in my past. I'm here with you. You who are my master, who are the love of my heart, who are the light of my path, who are the most important thing in my life. It's painful and sad to see how my past can influence my relation even with you, making a distance between you and me, holding me back from you, but also from me. Yeah, because it's the past. It will hold you back from life, from me, from you. That is how the mind is, which is the past. If that is gone, what is holding you back? Then you are totally available for this heart that has its own wisdom. It knows what is right. Otherwise, this mind will always come in with something to hold you back. I long to delete all this distance between you and me until nothing of me is left. That's the whole thing that is needed, Mukunda. Nothing of you is left. Then only clarity, only heart done. In satsang, you spoke about intimacy. To hear that word was almost a shock for me, as you allowed me to see an unconscious belief inside of me, saying that I don't deserve to be intimate with you, as if that experience isn't for me. That is very normal. You have that. You all have that in you. Almost like, I shouldn't be here. I'm not allowed to be in this life. Where did that come from? You are here. You haven't done anything to come here. Yes, you had a desire. That's what brought you back. As if that experience isn't for me. As if I have to respect you and keep a certain distance from you. But you, this is the thing with language. You are mixing up all these things from the past, like respect for the parents, for the school, for the society. That is not, it's forced. Here everything is happening with no enforcement. It's out of your own understanding. Then you get another respect. Respect for me, it comes from your own understanding of the heart. Your heart can never respect anything else than love itself. And doesn't that demand respect? The only thing that demands, that should demand respect. You have to be respectful. You have to walk like you're walking on holy ground. That is the right way. You can't behave like a fool when you're in the temple. You have to be more sensitive. And this sensitivity, that is almost lost in this world, which is in you, which I'm bringing forth, which you are longing for. That intimacy, it means the inner, it means the your inner, interior, Mukunda. And only by knowing your own interior, your own self, can this intimacy happen. That is the whole challenge. That is intimacy. When you become so intimate with yourself that you know, then you can have that intimacy with me. You know yourself, you are at peace with yourself. You are totally surrendered to the heart. You have opened up totally. Then there is intimacy. In that moment, I had the feeling that I could see and feel you more clearly. It was like taking away a thin and transparent layer I was putting on you without knowing. Yeah, this is, we have talked about many times in this retreat, and this is how it is. You have these transparent layers that takes away your clear sight, and all that has to be removed. Hundreds of layers to regain your clear vision. That is what is happening here, all that layer by layer. And more clarity you get, more and more peace you get, more and more balance you get. And more intimate you get. This is the challenge I have to do with all of you. So again, you regain that intimacy with life, with love. Intimacy has always been an issue for me. I'm not used to it. I have been confused by it and reacting to it in so many ways, and often without understanding what it was, as if there was always danger in it. It is danger in it for the ego. Because you have to be intimate. It means the only way to be intimate is to open up. And it's impossible to open up if you don't have any depth. When people are only shallow, how can they be intimate? Intimacy, in the way I'm talking about it, is lost in this world. What is intimate? To have sex, for example, that is intimate in the world. But that is, doesn't need to have any intimacy in. It's just body desires meeting. If there is no love there, if there is no understanding, if there is no intimacy in that meeting, it's just animal. And that's what you are used to. That is the so-called intimacy. Which is easier because you can be protected. You don't need to know. You can still be shallow. But that is not very satisfying. Your whole being is longing for something more. So, that intimacy, which is not really intimacy, it depends. Of course, if it comes from love, understanding, compassion, then that gets filtered into anything, whatever you do. But it's not the other way. If you live on the basic, then it doesn't go higher. Then human love, then you're going into much more dangerous territory, which is what you feel that there was always danger in it. Because then it's more psychological. That is more human. You have to open up. You have to be more true. You cannot just be an animal. Deeper side of yourself coming up. You have to face yourself, your fears, how you relate. That is not needed if you go to a prostitute or if you just use somebody. That is not needed. You can still just be shallow. That's why love is human, sex can just be animal. Of course, if out of that love and intimacy, sex happened, then it's a totally different thing. Then it can be beautiful, like any beauty. But that is why we think it's dangerous to be intimate, because we don't know. We don't know ourselves. And intimacy is to know the inner, of you, of the other, open. That is intimate. That even if it's dangerous, you want to open, because you want to be closer. That you can only come, that can only happen if it happens in your heart, in your soul. Something deep there has to happen, which is not necessary between in a relationship or using somebody or in a sexual relationship. That is not needed that you open up on that level. But with the master, that is absolutely a must. That's why it comes up so clear. Because he doesn't ask anything. It's all up to you now. That's why intimacy has always been an issue for me. I'm not used to it. I have been confused by it and reacting to it so many ways and often without understanding what it was. It was like I have been protecting myself from intimacy my whole life, as if there was always a danger in it. It is a danger in it. It is a danger for the ego, because you have to grow. You have to grow into intimacy. You have to awaken your humanness, your heart, your soul. You have to go into meditation. You have to be willing to open up. It's almost forgotten in this world. That's why, even if you are married for a whole life, you don't need to go there. That's why people say, we don't know. They've been married for 50 years, but they don't really know each other because they never really been intimate. They have never gone deep in themselves. They've been shallow the whole life. That is what is natural. So it's normal if you face that, there is a danger in it, because it's going into the unknown. Even if I don't manage all the time to keep this space of intimacy inside myself, when I am in that space, my heart becomes tender, soft, available, open, cozy, loving towards you, but also towards myself. It feels so safe. Yeah, when it happens, it's the safest place. But then the ego, the mind, the past doesn't rule you. And that is the only safety. That is freedom. That is your natural state. In intimacy, I feel I'm coming closer and closer to you, my beloved. That's why it's so important. All the protection go. And when the heart knows, it's easy. Because it knows that only by open up, it can receive. If the door is shut, how can you receive anything then? It has to be open. My heart becomes tender, soft, available, open, cozy, loving towards you, but also towards myself. It feels so safe. They have a saying in India that God, Guru, and Self is the same. So in truth, everything becomes one. There is no separation. That's how it is in the heart of hearts. And where else is there any safety than there? When you are there, you just laugh about all these other things. It's just ridiculous. It seems like a dream. But when you are not there, then the mind gets afraid. And also, to me, in intimacy, I feel natural, free, loving, safe, and much more human and silent. Everything comes out of that intimacy. But only humans feel that and can be conscious of it. And out of that, you say, in intimacy, I feel natural, free, loving, safe, and much more human and silent. And this, for me, is the three steps. First is the sex, which is animal. Then love, human. Then prayerfulness is divine. And this silent and silent, now you're going into that prayerfulness. That is the flowering of love. Then in there, it doesn't... If that human have flower, it doesn't matter where that love goes into. It's just the state. It's not the doing. So many precious gifts, too much gratitude to be contained in this little human heart. Then grow that human heart, that's what I'm here for. Transforming that human heart into God's heart. Let it grow. We're so used to keeping ourselves contained. I love you with all my being, your disciple forever, Mukundo. That's what the Master is there for, to again reignite this intimacy with yourself, with existence itself. Which is much easier through the Master, because He you can see, God you cannot see. This is the transformation, Mukundo. Just seeing it, understanding it, it happens. Then, of course, when this heart is so full of gratitude, then all this service, devotion, intimacy, love, silence, it comes by itself. And that's how the heart grows. To be a servant of love. Then it is happy. It means it found its place now. You will even find you can wake up laughing. Then the heart is happy now. Kabir said, find the living Master and light your candle at his flame. Stay with him and darkness will never come near you. That is intimacy. with your darkness, with fear, with your lies, with your habits, you become really intimate with love, with silence, with truth, with clarity. That is the right intimacy. You see how good it is? Nothing to be afraid of. But the mind has to be gone, otherwise the silence cannot be appreciated, no? That's what I'm working hard with. only few people had bhakti. She said, can't we just go on with the silence now? It's so nice. Every retreat should be in silence, she says. I said, of course it should. But people doesn't understand silence yet. So this show goes on. In silence, in words. Who cares? So many letters now, I can start a paper factory. My beloved Baba, I'm writing to you to apologize from the depth of my soul. Where's Haima? Yesterday in satsang, when you mentioned about these fools that is communicating during the silence, I shrunk. I was completely ashamed and with a tight heart. Why you shrink? I mean, you must be one of the fools. I'm sad, my beloved, sad for having disrespected the Buddha field, sad for having disrespected you, disrespected the Sangha and myself. Yesterday I realized, beloved, with my whole being what it is to be unconscious. This is what I am. It is when you interfere without having any notion of what you are doing in so many other bigger things. And when you really have no idea that your action may be so harmful. My beloved, I asked a million times what I'm doing here, and the answer was always the same. I want to be closer to you, to serve you, to clean myself from all this dirt. And I'm much dirtier than I thought I was, and go deeper into my being. And I need more help than I imagined. Yes, when you come, you are totally asleep. And you are very arrogant, because that's what people asleep is. So it's good. And that's why I have to go on talking. Because maybe something goes into your dense brain to start functioning in your heart. Because you, in your unconsciousness, cannot see it. Even here you cannot see it, because you're just like, I don't know where you came from. It seems like some of you are just tumbling down from the mountain. You have no idea what you're doing here. So that is very good that it comes up. You say, yesterday I realized with my whole being what it is to be unconscious. Yes, for the first time in your life, Haima, for the first time, I have to make you aware how unconscious you are. If you think you are conscious, enlightened, before you even have started, that is the worst. And many times I have fools like that. I had people even, they wanted to get, can we get a, what do you call this? Certificate. That I'm enlightened. what good is that going to do? It's not like becoming a doctor, you know, you can study. But no fools can't fool me, even if you fool yourself. So this is how it is, that's why I have to go on. And out of when you start seeing, then you see, oh my God, how do I live? So unconsciously, so stupid, so childish. And I have to put it out to you, because if you're going to behave like this, is not the place. Here we have no rules, but everything is happening organically. And only because of your understanding, your love, that you want to be in this pool of energy. You want to support it. You want to transform. But you're so used to doing your stupid little things that even here you go on. So we have to go on reminding you. And if it's helpful, it's very good. And how can you serve and come closer if you are totally ignorant, arrogant, unconscious? It's impossible. You have to transform. You have to become clean. You have to become more clear. You have to become more harmonious. That is what I call the homework. You would never survive if you are close. You have to go gradually. If all this dirt would burn in one, you would freak out. Maybe you will die. You have to take layer by layer. Beloved, I will no longer run away in shame. I will stay because I want to grow. I want to go deeper. I want to be more in tune with this big chain of love that you are transmitting. If you allow me, I want to stay. I apologize to you and to the Sangha 1,000 times. I'm sorry. Gratitude for everything. I love you at your feet, Haima. Don't feel guilty. Guilt is not the point. Just be more conscious. And I guess it was needed, because it was, otherwise it wouldn't happen. Jesus said, whoever is near me is near the fire, and whoever is far from me is far from the kingdom. That's how it is to be close to the Master. You will have to transform if you want to be close. There's no other way. It's always been like that. Whoever is near me is near the fire. What fire? The fire of consciousness, of love. You will have to look at all your unconsciousness. Everything will come up. But if you are ready, it can go so quick. But if you are just here around the fire doing your own little thing, it's just a waste of time. And whoever is far from me is far from the kingdom. So become more aware. That's what it is to be in the Sangha. You have decided that you want to grow. That's what the sannyasin is. No, I want to transform. I want to become conscious. I want to grow. Then, of course, you are doing whatever is needed. Otherwise, it's just childish. But that's what unconsciousness is. you have to drop your own little things to become part of something bigger. It's such an easy way. There, beloved Swaha, after one satsang, my body became very nervous. I observed that something in me wanted to change and control this. Then I saw clearly that this is what I have been doing my whole life. I always tried to be someone else than I was, and this created a hard person that I have never liked. The tears ran when I saw this so clearly, and I let the body be nervous and felt it. I observed that something in me felt very little, strange and uncomfortable. It felt like I did not know how to behave in this energy. Yes, Aishani, when you are losing your old personality, you don't know who you are. That's what I'm go on talking about. That's why so few can manage. You need to be here to have the trust to allow it to happen. You've been keeping yourself, everybody be keeping themselves together. And trying to be someone else than who you were. And what will come out of that? Tension. Trying to be put the whole energy into being somebody that you are not and forgetting who you really are. Now you start seeing that this is not who I am. Your awareness is waking up. Your insights are waking up. Then who are you? Of course, then you get shaky. That's what is happening here. I give you this trust, this intimacy, so you can allow that to happen. Otherwise, it's so easy to shut down and go back to the normal, who is in control, who is not you, but is much more familiar than the new. I felt like I did not know how to behave in this energy. No, then unbehave. You see? No, you relax now. You are home. I'm not, it's not like in your, oh, you can't do, what you laughing about, what you doing. That in your whole childhood. Behave. No. Unbehave. Keep it together, they say. And I said, no, fall apart. It's just to give you a balance. Then after you fall apart, then something will rearrange you by itself. I just let it be and allowed myself to not know. There was something humble and beautiful in it. Something I liked and felt love for. Something to take with me. A moment of gratitude. Suddenly, everything was so beautiful, and tears ran down my skin. What a beautiful family, what a beautiful place, living together with the beautiful living master. How lucky I am. Thank you, beloved Swaha. Thank you. Love, Aishani. Thank you, Aishani, to open your eyes. Thank you. When you see, you see. You know, it makes it so much easier for me. No, you see. No, I can communicate. When you're going through all this illusion, you see all kinds of ghosts and all the darkness and cooking and all this. How? What can I do? What a beautiful family, what a beautiful place, what a beautiful life, living together with a beautiful living master. How lucky I am. Yes, that's how it is. Unbelievable lucky you are. But this is how everybody is. This has to come up. Sahira also was writing, I'm feeling like a small child, like I never felt before, because I never felt I could be small. I was the oldest child, raised to be the responsible one who took care of everybody. And I've been identified with that role all of my life. And in a way, I was proud of it. Yes, because you were somebody. When you are somebody, you feel proud. You have an identity then. People look up to you. You feel like you can handle this. But I never learned how to take care of myself in a kind way. I always felt I had to be in control and worried all the time. Yes. That is what is normal. I always felt I had to be in control and worried all the time. And I was too soon very self-conscious. This is the whole problem. You've been practicing control and being worried your whole life. And I'm trying to teach you let go and being happy, out of control. It takes a little time. So it's very good you see the situation. Here, during meditation, I could finally live the experience of watching myself with some distance. And not getting so attached to my past. I can see myself with compassion. And with this loving way to be with me, I could get in touch with something that is real. A respect came for everything that is true to me because it became stronger. And I felt the gratitude for my life. Because everything I lived brought me here to you. Now I can just be like a small child. Now I'm learning to relax, to trust and to be taken care of. And to love deeper and deeper. I remember that when I went to visit my grandmother 2 days before she died, she told me, don't wait until you get old to find God. It was very important for me to hear that because I understood that although she has been a very religious person all her life, I knew she never really found God in her Bible, in the church. But on that day, she was connected to something higher. She really found God before she died. Yes, because when you die, you have to let go. You have to surrender. But for me, a sannyasin is somebody who is so intelligent that you surrender before you die. You find God before you die. Then when you die, you are prepared. That is what I call an intelligent person. You don't wait till the last moment. Then your whole life can be beautiful. Friend of God. But she told you what was most important for her. Her whole life was came to a climax. This was the most important. She had learned from her life. Find God before it's too late. What are you doing? That's the same I'm telling you every day. What are you doing with your life? God is last on your list. So many important things you have to do. But to come back to yourself, to be truthful, to be peaceful, to be loving, to meditate, that comes later. I remember her words these days, because I think she must be very happy that I didn't take long. It didn't take long for me to find God. You bet she's happy, and she's very proud of you. And she wants to come back here sooner, the better. I feel God in you, Babaji, and in everything around you. Most of all, you showed me that God is inside all of us. Thank you so much for that. And thank God I found you. And thank you that I found God. Yes. That's what they say, the same. All my loves are here. Just thank you, it's fine. Thank you. No, many people just starting getting into the silence. That's how it always is. Then suddenly we're gonna stop. What to do? And then when it is silence, then some people, they have to talk, they have to do something. I'm wondering, you've been blabbering your whole life, and just wait 3-4 days, and again you can blabber as much as you want, and talk and talk and talk non-stop. Just a little bit, but self-discipline is hard sometimes. Isn't it strange? We are longing to be quiet, to just have time to meditate like that. And then we undermine ourselves. No? So easy. We have to be aware. But it's important now, take silence with you instead of the blabbering. That would be good. Sweet beloved Babaji, the honeymoon is over. I'm going deeper into silence and into myself. And not everything I find is all good and pretty. Many, many things are coming up. To start with, I see what a big ego I have and how I want to be good, impress and prove myself in so many different ways. I'm so sick of it. I'm here to be real. Yes. Yes, Karuna, you are. Then you have to see it. But that's good. Because only a ripe ego can surrender. A weak ego cannot surrender. Weak ego is still hiding. Only a fat, juicy ego. No, I had enough. It's so heavy. My ego is so heavy. And for the master, what is that? Do you think I need that to surrender? What should I do with it? So that is totally true. You have to see the burden of your ego before you can let it go. So if you see that, then already half the battle is won then. Because many people don't see it. You have to see your situation, then it's easy to transform it. I'm longing to come back to myself. It means becoming soft, naked and innocent again. I'm tired. All my life I've been within armor, always on guard, having to protect something, ready to fight, which makes me feel tense and agitated. Yes, Karuna, that's it. The war is finished now. No need to fight. Isn't that great? But we have to see it. We have to see how we live our lives and how tired we are. So for me, it's great news. Become tired. And this honeymoon is just the honeymoon of illusion. Of course, first when you came, it's such a shock with all this joy and bliss that is in the atmosphere here. Then you get swept away. It's like riding a tsunami. But then you have to study yourself, and this is bound to come up. However you've been living, you have to rearrange it in a conscious way. You have to become aware. Then when all that is gone, then it's the real honeymoon. Honeymoon that goes on forever. You also said anger was coming up, and that also you have to be aware of. And I can tell everybody, because a lot of energy is here, and the first channel will be in anger, frustration, because that is unconscious. No, it takes effort to transform that anger, frustration, hatred, fear, into something positive. But it's the same energy. Unconscious, it becomes negative. Conscious, it becomes positive. So don't act when the negativity comes. It came unexpected, and it was so easy to go into the old habit of armoring myself. It changed the way I walked and the expression on my face. Yes, that's why it's so great. Now you took notice when you are here. So whenever this comes, see what it does to you. Then go the other way. Don't get entangled. That's what awareness is. You don't become a slave after your instinct. Just the thought comes, then you get angry. It's just like you press a button. You're not the machine. But in the beginning, you have to retrain yourself, because you are used to having the armor, you are used to getting angry, you are used to blabbering. You have to use your willpower as such to train yourself. Then when you establish in the positive, then that becomes natural. Just like it was being unconscious before. Now you become conscious. Just like it was being unconscious before. Now you become conscious. That is transforming the negativity into positive. That is what it is to become more aware, that your habit doesn't take over. And I have to share with you, the day I received sannyas, I knew that it was what I wanted. And at the same time, I had an idea about not wanting to fall down to the floor. That was still the ego. Sweet, sweet Baba, all I want is to fall at your feet and fall apart, to bow down, to surrender. Yeah, but now it's more clear. Then it was still some armor. No, you don't want that anymore. Just to surrender to life, to love, to existence, to you, let me dissolve, let me disappear. Thank you for opening my eyes and showing me the world inside. And everything, when you become more soft, it will change everything in your life. So of course you want to be more soft in the way you walk, you behave, you are with others, in your sexuality. It goes in all sides when you get more soft, more relaxed, more sensitive. And that's what also you asked me about here. So just follow that. You have to give it the balance now. And many of you have written that. And many of the women have been keeping it together and have this image and being strong and having an image of themselves that they are not and keeping an armor. And it's just a burden. And to give it the balance become very feminine. To give that softness that your heart, your being is waiting for. Then something else would arise. I am on the right path, and some things happen instantly and some need more time. I just need to be more patient and compassionate with myself and water these seeds of love that you planted, of love and consciousness, so that I can grow and flower. Yes, that is what is important. You have to water them. The closer I'm coming to myself, the closer I'm coming to you. You are the light of love that I will follow for much longer than forever. Wow. Thank you, Master, again and again. I love you more and more. Yeah, the more you love, the more you will love. And it's unending. And that is the great news. And it will blow you apart. But what is better to be blown apart by love? If this is dying, let me die 1,000 times, he says. Back to themselves and drop all the armors, become very, very light, light and free as the wind. Then we become very intimate. Nothing in between.